Hello, my name is Elio Smith, and today I will be doing a video on Greek architectural influences. So the building I chose to do was the Cecil C. Humphreys School of Law in Memphis, Tennessee. This building was built in 1962 by a team known as the Askew Nixon Ferguson Architects. Now, the original purpose of this building was to give students attending the University of Memphis a degree in law. Now, with that being said, the School of Law also includes a lot of Greek influences. So one of the first is the frieze. So the frieze is the layer above the columns a lot of the times on the roof. It's central and it is above the architrave but below the cornice. Now, the frieze may be plain in the Ionic or Doric order, but they are very commonly decorated in the Corinthian order with reliefs. Also, the frieze is one of the three major layers of the roof that makes up the entablature. In my building, however, the frieze is very plain and very straightforward. Now, for the next influence, we have reliefs. So, reliefs are basically art styles that are engraved on buildings, and they're mainly used for decoration. On my building, the reliefs are above the second layer windows and below the third layer. The term reliefs comes from the Latin word or verb relievo, to raise. So, and this is there because when a relief gives off the impression of the sculpture coming off of the building, like it's three-dimensional. And for the third influence, we have capitals. Now, capitals are from the Latin word caput, which is basically translates to head, and that's very accurate, since a capital is just the head of the columns. Like many influences, capitals may also be covered in reliefs. Capitals are important because without them, columns would not have a sturdy connection to the architraves above them. So capitals also have three major styles, which are based off of the three Greek orders. So the first one being Doric, the second one being Ionic, and the third one being Corinthian. Doric capitals are the simplest, Ionic capitals are in the middle, and Corinthian capitals are the most decorated. For the fourth influence, we have the architrave. Now, the architrave is known as the foundation for the entablature, and it is the layer above the capital and below both the frieze and the cornice. Architraves don't contain reliefs nearly as much as the frieze does, but it's still possible. The architrave is an extremely important layer as it connects most of all the columns on the exterior of a building. The architrave on my building contains the name of my building, and it connects to over 20 exterior columns. The final Greek influence that my building contains are Corinthian columns. Unlike the Doric columns, the Corinthian columns always have a base. Unlike the Ionic columns, the Corinthian columns are way more decorated at the capital. My building contains many Corinthian columns on the outside and many more on the inside. As mentioned before, my building contains 20 columns on the outside. Now, you may be wondering what these three orders are. The first order, known as the Doric order, was the first and the most simplest of the three. The capital of the columns were nearly always made of a circle topped by a square. The columns of the Doric order contained no base. Also, the frieze of the Doric order contained simple patterns. The second one is the Ionic order, which had taller columns than the Doric ones. Their columns were larged and looked like rings stacked on top of each other. Their bases were large. A little bulge in the columns made the columns appear to look straight when looked at, when in fact they actually were not. The capitals of the Ionic columns were a little bit more decorative than the ones of the Doric order, but still nowhere near the Corinthian order. The friezes were still relatively plain. And finally, the Corinthian order. The Corinthian order is the most decorative, and the most modern order. The Corinthian columns also used entesses, which was the technique to make the shafts appear straight. Corinthian capitals were very decorated and often included flowers and leaves. Most Corinthian roofs were also very flat. So that was my video on Greek architecture. I hope you enjoyed it, and goodbye.